Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I'm so excited to be here on this fine Tuesday morning. Today we are getting into the Word of God. We are starting a conversation. I hope y'all are ready. I want you to grab your coffee, grab your tea. If you're driving, please be safe, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I'm so excited to be here with you on this fine Tuesday morning. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope y'all had a wonderful week. It's October, two more months till the end of the year. What have you done with your 2022? That's what I want you to answer, because I can't answer that. This year has been an eventful year for me. Preached a couple places, done a couple things. It's been a great year. It's been a year of growing, and this last few months have been a lot of testing and trials, but you know, God is good all the time. All the time. That's what I say to myself, and that's what I believe. It's been a lot this year. It's been a lot this last couple of months, but you know what? This year, if this year hasn't done anything, it has really taught me a lot about myself. It's taught me about, you know, my emotions and having more control over them. It's taught me to just care more about people and to care less about what other people think about me if it's not serving me. You know what I mean? So this year, we're going to get into all that very soon. But this series, we are talking about what? PK Kids. Pastor kids. I don't know. It just sounds like being a pastor's kid. Yeah, let me do that better. Because when you say it just like that, it kind of sounds weird. I'm going to have a couple people here that are actually have fathers and mothers in ministry that will be talking to you about their experiences. One is going to be from my family. We're going to have a couple from my family. I'm going to have a couple from a friend I know from New York. Her dad owns, a giant church there. And she's going to talk about her experience being a PK. That's what we call ourselves, right? It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be life-changing. Hopefully you guys see a different side of us. Being a pastor's kid I don't even know how to say it without sounding ungrateful. We respect the office. We respect our parents. But us being in this place, it calls for a lot of surrendering. It calls for a lot of finding your own identity through Christ and not trying to find it through other people. Because as a pastor's kid, you are meant to be a certain type of way. You're meant to other people. You can't make mistakes. And when you make a mistake, I kid you not, everybody will be comparing their child to you and how you made a mistake. When you do something right, But you know, pastor's kids, it's tough out here. It's hard out here, but the grace of God is with all of us. So we're going to kick off the season with my experience. And then next week, we're going to have my brothers, my sisters. And then the week after that, we're going to have my friend from New York. Love her to death, but I'm going to have her on here. If I can get another person that is also a PK, I would love to get them on here. Okay. So my experience as a PK, you're not really born into, you're not really chosen to be a PK. You don't choose to be a PK. It just kind of happens. God creates you in the womb, you know, all that. And then you get into that family. So you don't really choose to be a PK. It just kind of happens. But I know one thing is that we have such a responsibility, because a lot of PK kids forget that a lot of the reflection of our parents is within us. Ooh, that's a word. So a lot of people, you know, as a PK, you think that you have your own identity. And as much as you do, you also don't, because people see your parents through you. And in a way, it's a lot of responsibility. So as a PK, I feel like every mother and father that is a pastor should have these conversations with their child, letting them know that although you are you, you also have a responsibility of this office to carry. Our parents are preaching, our parents are doing this. So we also have a responsibility to kind of, in a way, be that right, you know, reflection of them. Not saying that we can't make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Pastors make mistakes. But it's just when we are in this office as PKs, it gets a little tough and it gets a little sensitive. And we have to also understand the office that our parents are in. And it goes both ways. They also have to understand the place that we're in as well. I remember one time I did something at church, and then one parent went to my parents and was like, oh, do you know your child did this? Your child did this. And my mom was like, you know, that's not my child. She can't do that. And it was just like, in a way, you know, they always want to defend their child because that's how it is. You always want to defend your child. But then at the same time, they have to think about, okay, so my child is a reflection of who we are. So obviously they have to, you know, tell you that's not the way to go. You have to speak a certain way to people and stuff like that. So you do get, you know, we do get that that advice and that discipline from my parents because of that. Because everything that we do as a PK, it's what people use. Everything we say, everything we do, everything we wear. Like, I kid you not, apart from celebrities, PKs, pastor kids, like, the way our lives are not our own, it's crazy. It's crazy. And this is just me just talking about my experience. This is not, we're taking a little step back from, you know, just what I usually do. And today we're just having a conversation about just my experience as a PK. Do I love it all the time? It has its ups and downs. Do I hate it? No. I feel like being a PK has put me in the place that I have to be, and it's taught me how to deal with people. Being able to respect other people's like theology about other things, because not everybody just thinks about different things, and it's not just what you think at all. At all times, you know, as a PK, you have to think about what other people are kind of saying. You don't have to, I'm not saying you have to take every, you know, every opinion and everything that comes to you, but you just have to respect that other people have their own opinions about you, and that's just going to be normal. Whether you're a PK or not, everybody's going to have an opinion about you, but it's how you allow those opinions to control you that's the issue. And if that opinion or if that advice is not in line with the word of God, you got to be so in tune with God and with the Holy Spirit and with just discernment to know that some people are just not there for your good, and that's just how it is. And others are actually there to look out for you. And if they're telling you, hey, this is what I saw, this is what you did that, you know, was not good, just see it as just take it as a respectful way of them saying, hey, you just need to watch out and discern if that advice is really like from the Lord, and that's God trying to tell you, hey, you need to work on a couple of things. Don't take everything. And also another thing I've learned as a PK is don't take everything to heart. Don't take everything to heart. I kid you not. If you take everything that happens to you as a PK to heart, you are not going to be human. It's just too much, and it's too much stress. It's just a lot for you to think about. And that was my issue. I used to just ponder on, like, why some people say certain things, why some people treat you a certain way. But, you know, as you grow and as you mature, you have to set boundaries, respectful boundaries with people, and just not take everything to heart. And it takes a lot of time, but and it takes a lot of strength, and it takes a lot of grace from God to do so. But and also another thing I've learned is that everybody's human. That's if you take anything out of this, everybody's human. We all make the same mistakes. We all make mistakes. And if God gives me this amount of grace every single day, we have to be willing to give grace to other people. And that's just the end all be all. You may, you know, feel a certain type of way, but, you know, you can respectfully give grace to people. And you can give grace in the sense that you can give grace to that person, but you can't give them that same access back to you. If they have done something wrong to you, and you know, in your book, in your eye, that's it, that's the cutoff, that's it for them, okay, give them grace, forgive them, let it go, and just don't give them that same access to you again. But give them grace and just learn to say, you know what, you made a mistake, I forgive you, so that it doesn't hinder your salvation. It doesn't hinder you going to, you know, your heaven and you working actively on your salvation. It doesn't hinder that. You are good. You know, you just don't give them that same access to you again. So that's just my point of view in the PK world. It's a crazy journey. Being a PK is tough. It's rewarding at times, and it is what it is, really. You can't really denounce that title. And it's a really beautiful title to be called a PK. So next week, we're going to have a bunch of people in the next few weeks that will come on here to talk to you about their experience as a PK from a male perspective, another female's perspective, a Gen Z. We're going to have someone that's in the medical field that is a nurse, that's also a PK, that's serving in church yet is having time to go into the hospital. So we're gonna have a bunch of people. I'm gonna try to get one more person that I actually know on Instagram that's a PK. So hopefully everything goes as it has to, and it will be great. Thank you guys, and talk to you next week.